I would now like to welcome Janie B. to the group to share her experience, strength, and hope on the topic of freedom from the bondage of self. Welcome to the group, Janie.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here. I am Janie B., and I am a compulsive overeater. I've been abstinent for about 2.5 years. I joined OA February will be 3 years. So 2020, that sounds like. I've had a great recovery. I've had a spiritual awakening, and I have a message to share. However, I do have an ego that screams at me that I'm not good enough to do this. And that's really what my topic is going to be about. It's freedom from that voice. I'm going to start with our third step prayer. I'm a big booker, and this is where I found recovery, by following the instructions of the big book, of the Alcoholics Anonymous big book. I practice it. I'm going to use the word religiously. I practice it spiritually, and it takes the place, my appetite for a connection to higher power and to my fellows and to peace and serenity has now surpassed my appetite for the unhealthy foods that I was reaching for. I still am reaching. I reach through the big book and through a spiritual program and through all of you. And I have found in 2.5 years, and continue to find as long as that's the way I reach, that that is much more satisfying, lasting, and in alignment with what higher power, which I call God for convenience, wants for me. God did not want me to shove pizza after pizza into my mouth. That was not what God had given me the gift of life for. The big book tells me my darkest past will be of great use. And so it is. So it ends up that all of those pizzas connected me to a truth that was greater than my craving, that is greater than anyone's craving. It turns out alcoholics came up with this program because it was greater than their alcoholic cravings. And we now use the big book. I don't have the figures. I don't know how many different fellowships, but we use the big book. Everybody's using it. There's debtors, there's online people, there's alcoholics, there's drugs, there's those of us who are codependent with the people on the drugs and the alcohol and the food. And it just works. It doesn't mention food, the 12 steps, and it doesn't mention alcohol. It's a spiritual program that unites you to a higher power. And when I am truly united to the higher power, the appetite for food that hurts me is gone. I truly become food neutral. It's gone. I am not fighting it, which the big book promises me if I do this work, I will no longer be fighting it. I am no longer fighting it. I am free. Every once in a while, when a craving shows up for me, I don't think the solution is don't eat it, don't eat it, don't eat it. I think the solution is pray and get connected. Pray and get connected. Call a fellow and get connected. I walk away not feeling like I can't have pizza. I walk away feeling like I have the whole world now. I have the connection to others I have been seeking probably my whole life, but certainly for as long as I can remember being afraid and alone and feeling abandoned. And so those feelings led me falsely to food. Well, my parents are gone. Food will keep me company and fill me up. I was scared and lonely. As an adult, I am growing myself by following these spiritual steps. And it turns out it is what I had wanted as a little girl, which was greater connection to my parents. What I want is greater connection to all of you. My weight was the lie that I told myself was my separator from all of you. I was always thinner or fatter than everyone in the room, and I used that to hate myself or to pump up my ego and to separate myself. That was the big lie. All I wanted was to be connected to everyone, I'm a sensitive person, and the big book also tells me us addicts are very sensitive people. So when someone was in pain, I generally felt their pain. And that would either lead me to overcare for them or give me fear to run away from them, but in either way, separate myself. Rather than just allow the space of the reality that human lives have pain, they have joy, we have victory, and we have losses. And if I can hold space and abide them in each of us, I can hold space and abide that friend, befriend that in myself, rather than continue to fight myself as I did for 62 years of failed dieting. My solution was to diet, and I was a terrible dieter. So then that led me to self-loathing. The lie I told myself was that I loved food. The truth that I have discovered is that I did not love myself, and I used food to illustrate that. I used the food to hate myself. Some people use alcohol to blot themselves out. They don't have one drink. They're alcoholic and do it to blot themselves out. So I would obsess on food and successfully avoid all the truths in my life, my fear of abandonment, my fear of not being good enough, my fear of separating, my fear of being a fraud and not belonging with any of you. If any of you knew my truth, you wouldn't really like me, so keep hiding. And what do I do when I'm hiding and lonely? Eat, because I'm hiding and I'm lonely. Didn't work. My topic is, that's how it was. Maybe I'll get to it later. Let me, can get lost here. My topic is the freedom from the bondage of self. The way I picked that topic was from a prayer. It's the third step prayer in the big book. It's on page 63 of the fourth edition. I set an alarm. Happy New Year, everybody, by the way, speaking of alarm. Happy New Year. I know it's New Year there already for us. For me here in Iowa, it will be tomorrow. Every day at 11:45 Iowa time, I have an alarm that goes off. And when that alarm goes off, I say this prayer. And I find one of my goals when I found recovery through the big book was to memorize this prayer. And I have memorized it. And now I have my husband saying it with me as well. But I'm very nervous when I speak. So I'm going to read it from the book. I find even the Serenity Prayer, when I get this nervous, because of the big ego again, when I get this nervous, I can't remember the words to the Serenity Prayer. Can you imagine that? Here's the prayer that I say every day at 11:45. God, I offer myself to thee, to build with me and to do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self, that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help, of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. May I do thy will always. So when I first heard that prayer, it sounded like some kind of I'm not religious. I was raised very adamantly atheist. It sounded like some kind of BS prayer. You know, what does prayer really do? That's not action. And now I know, I read it and it means so much to me. I will never be free of myself. I'm a human being and I will never be free of self. What this prayer asks is for freedom from the bondage to that. And I'm getting closer and closer to that type of freedom. So I recognize myself because I follow the instructions of the big book, which tell me on page 86, on awakening. It gives me instructions on awakening, what to do. And I follow those instructions. On awakening, I meditate every day. It also gives me instructions every night. When we retire at night, review our day. So I follow those instructions, and I have found through following someone else's instructions, particularly from the big book, I've gotten freedom from my own thinking, my own plans and designs. My own plans and designs, as smart as I am, and I am very smart, but high IQ, were not working. were not working my own plans and designs. Being right availed me nothing. Acceptance and seeking acceptance and surrender ended up being where the victory was. The victory was not in all the wins that I fought so hard to get. The victory came in surrendering that I will never be perfect, that love heals all, and that by accepting myself exactly as I am, I can love and connect to others, and my life can have value. So that's the message I'd like to share. I got it in an OA room, got that message in an OA room. I was 62 years old when I came to the OA room. I weighed 167 pounds. I did not have, the disease hadn't gone as far as it goes for others. So I didn't have diabetes. I hadn't had surgery to deal with my appetite. I was an exercise instructor. It was too much weight for an exercise instructor, so my knees hurt quite a bit and still do. And my vanity was killing me at 167 pounds, but that was about it. Sometimes I think I'm not good enough to share the message because that was my top weight. But I know that our message in OA, that's my ego tells me I don't good enough. I don't belong here. I don't fit here either. But it says here, and I'm going to not go with Janie's thinking because that would separate me from you. Abstinence and Overeaters Anonymous is the action of refraining from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors while working toward or maintaining a healthy body weight. And the only thing that qualifies us is for the desire to stop eating compulsively. That's my qualification. That's the desire I came with. Every night I'd go to bed saying, the diet's going to start tomorrow. And every morning it wouldn't. I was a terrible dieter, as I shared with you. I think the most I ever lasted was 3 months on Weight Watchers. So when I came to OA at 62, I was pretty ready. Thank God. I was pretty ready to surrender. My diets hadn't worked. I didn't have a disease. I was tired of hating myself because I was 40 pounds overweight. Like, that didn't seem a good reason to hate myself. I have children and a husband and friends and value and a good brain. And I'm obsessing all the time about food and my body. I came to think, you know, life was coming up to the end when you start to think about mortality. I'm not going to live forever. I didn't want to spend the rest of my life every day obsessing about food. So I got a sponsor. I highly recommend everybody gets a sponsor. This is a we program. We cannot do it alone. I did not do it alone. I couldn't do it alone. I got a sponsor who was willing to take me on and share the instructions that she followed from the big book and share her spiritual awakening with me and share her recovery. And it was like a light bulb went on, like, oh, and I realized this is what I came for. This is what the overeating led me to. It led me to this spiritual this is what was missing. It's not that I need to be 20 pounds thinner. I was going to leave that to God. I'd like to be 20 pounds thinner, like be 40 pounds thinner. I'm only 20 pounds thinner. I'd like to be 40 pounds thinner. I'm going to leave that to God. The instructions are get closer to my higher power through a spiritual program and surrender this addiction, this compulsion with food. And that is what I did. She wanted me to follow her program, weighing and measuring her. We don't have a specific food plan in OA. We leave that up to ourselves, our sponsors, and our connection with our higher power. We have many recommendations, and we also say go to a properly appointed authority, like a nutritionist, and get a plan. She wanted me to weigh and measure. I was not willing. I did not have diabetes. I don't recommend that. I recommend you all do what my sponsor did. She is 20 pounds thinner than me. She weighs and measures, and she was willing to surrender that. What I knew I desperately needed was a win. I needed to stop hating myself. So I agreed to a very, it says God doesn't make two hard terms in the big book, something like that. So I agreed to a simple term I was willing to. No sugar, no white bread, no eating in the car. That was it. That was how my abstinence started. It has progressed and built since then. I told her I would do that because I was a terrible liar when I was a teenager, but as an adult, I'm not much of a liar. I'm a big, big truth teller. But I often lie to myself. Like,
this is just a gentle reminder. You've got 5 minutes left.
Thank you so much. I often lie to myself, like telling myself the diet's going to start tomorrow. But I don't lie to you. I don't usually tell other people that my diet's going to start tomorrow. Something I told myself. So I told her I was going to give up those three things. And once I told her, I did it because I told her. You know, it's part of the self-loathing. It's like, I'm not good enough for my own, to keep my own word to me. But God forbid, I don't keep my word to you guys. So that kept me honest. And it got me a win day one. Day one, I didn't have sugar, white bread, and I didn't eat in the car. And I felt a little bit better about myself. And I felt connected to someone else, the sponsor woman, who did not want to take me on, but she took me on shit because God told her to. And I was like, no, you got to do that. I got to take that white lady on now. So she was forced to take me on. That's how it worked. So through this spiritual program, I got a little bit of a win and a little bit of the thoughts in my head were not shaming, a little bit of freedom from that. And that has continued to grow. It's 2.5, look, getting on 3 years now. February is a month away. It's almost 3 years now, and that has continued to grow. And so has my abstinence. And we'll see, maybe one day I will be 120 pounds if God wills it. I have released over time. I weigh 143 pounds, so I have released over time 24 pounds, but more than the weight. As I no longer think the diet's going to start tomorrow, I no longer obsess about food. I no longer break promises to myself about food. And I no longer look that food is not the demon nor the savior. I am present for my emotions when they come up. Much like Bill W., the originator of the book and the words, I think he found that the steps helped him to drop the alcohol, but then the depression and the emotional sobriety were a little bit stickier than even the alcohol. And that has been my experience. My codependence and my emotional sobriety are a little bit stickier than the food was. But I couldn't even deal with any of this until I got the food out of the way. I was clinging to the food to avoid the emotions. So the emotions are still there, and I get to use the 12 steps daily. That's why I set my alarm. It's not so that I don't eat pizza at lunch. It's so that I make conscious contact with a power greater than myself that brings me back to sanity and helps me to have the strength to look at my own defects without beating myself up about them. The sixth step is look at them. And the 10th step tells me, do not fall into morbid reflecting. Look at them and don't fall into it. So imagine that we look in the mirror and don't fall, tell the truth, but don't fall into, and not but, and don't fall. Actually, the book says but, so that means it's more important what comes after the but. Don't fall into morbid reflection. So I get to do that every day. I look at myself and then I say, so what? And then I give it to God. I didn't murder anybody. And if I had murdered anybody, I would have to pay the price for that. That's what the 9th step does. It lets me make amends for the wrongs in my life. I don't have to hate myself. I do have to make amends. I don't have to hate myself. I do have to make amends. So I come closer. I have glimpsed self-love by loving a higher power. I have glimpsed self-love by being connected to others. I have glimpsed self-love by not using my disease to isolate in fear but to connect to everybody else who suffers like I do with their weight, with their eating, with their self-image. I have used that pain to connect to everyone else. So many of us suffer. Some undereat, some overeat. So many of us suffer. I'm no longer separate. I have this whole gang. In fact, I'm part of a group called the Spiritual Gangsters. And that's what saved me. I'm no longer a self. I have a self. I recognize it. But my spiritual peace is that I am one of many. This is the WE program. And when I thought I had to give up pizza, I thought, how could I possibly live a life without pizza? And then lo and behold, I thought that, but then I came to it in the big book. Yes, there is a substitute, and it is vastly more than that. It is a fellowship in OA. And there you'll find release from care, from boredom, from worry. Your imagination will be fired. Life will mean something at last. The most satisfactory years of your existence lie ahead. Thus, I found the fellowship, and so will you. And that's what replaced pizza for me, and I will not give that up. I am having too much fun with this fellowship. We call ourselves the Spiritual Gangsters. We travel in a pack. We have a sense of humor. A lot of us are sex addicts. If you think OA is fun, come on to one of our sex and love meetings. That's a blast. We have a lot of fun together. So I'm doing that now.
Gentle reminder, that's time, Janie.
And I work hard. I do a lot of service in the program. And it keeps me sober, sane, and abstinent. Thank you for inviting me to share today.